With us this morning, Joy McKay, Habitat for Humanity. Is that a new sweatshirt?
It is. I
Very nice.
At our Habitat affiliate conference that we went to in Atlanta, so which was really awesome.
When was that? Was that recent?
That was the beginning of March.
Okay.
And there were over 2,000 people there from all over the world. So it's kind of fun to be sitting next to somebody from Egypt and you know, all these different Habitat affiliates around the world.
Yeah.
So it's really cool. And we learn a ton of stuff.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. There's always something new, too, I bet.
Yeah, so, always.
A lot of fun there. Today, let's talk a little bit about, you actually had some new homeowners, right?
We do. We have selected three new families, and so three new future homeowners. One of them is we're doing a rehab on East 20th Street, so one of them is going to be for that home, and the other two will be for a townhome we're going to start building on Linden.
Oh, good.
So that's,
West Linden, or
yes. We have to tear down what's there right now.
Okay,
we still have to tear it down.
Okay,
we're just working. We've got the plans. We're working on the final things. I need to get a survey, and then we can start moving forward on that.
Nice.
So that's pretty awesome that we have three new families that are joining us. Yeah.
And you have it seems like the problem usually is not having the property, but you have property. So
we have property right now. I like to plan several years ahead. Mm-hmm. So we're good for this year. We're good for probably next year. But then, we got to be getting some properties now for the following year.
Yeah.
It's a process, so you can't just go out and get them.
Yeah, no. It takes a little bit to get those moving, that's for sure.
So if anybody has lots that they want to get rid of that are buildable, contact us. We're looking to do, we're looking at some different things to figure out how and where we can build.
Awesome. So. Yeah. Home store, how's things going there?
Great. The special this weekend is 50% off of desks.
Desks.
So if you need a desk, we got a lot of them.
Huh. Everything from big to...
all kinds.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They come and go. A few weeks ago, we had one of those electric ones that raise up and down.
Oh, like this one, like ours is? Yeah. Ours goes
those
up and down.
Cool. Yeah. So we
those
get all really different neat. Kinds of things. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. So
we're open Fridays 8 to 4, Saturdays 8 to 2, and we take donations until 2 on Friday and until noon on Saturday.
Okay.
And we're at 701 East Dodge Street.
Yeah. The donations, I suppose this time of year, that starts to ramp up. People are cleaning out the garage,
yes.
And I don't need that extra fridge anymore.
Yeah,
right?
Spring is when we get a lot of stuff, and going into summer, kind of slows down during the winter, but we still get donations. But yes, right now people are like, I'm going to clean, and here's all our stuff, which is wonderful. That's what we want.
Yeah, we're talking with Joy McKay with Habitat for Humanity here in Fremont. Lately, you've been posting quite a bit on your social media with different articles and things, and a lot of things that are pertinent to Habitat, right?
Yeah, we've been trying to post some things pertinent to Habitat or to housing, just to kind of educate people. So we recently posted Governor Jim Pillen proclaimed April Fair Housing Month. Which just basically protects people from discrimination in housing. And in the proclamation, it says housing is a basic need and everyone should be treated equally.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what we're all about, too.
Yeah, it's right there with
you. So we shared that in another article we posted. I don't know. It's out there somewhere. If you go to our Facebook page, you can find it. But it just basically talked about how rural America is losing affordable housing at a crisis pace. And... we kind of always talk about that, and that's what we're trying to address in our own little way in Fremont.
Yeah, yeah, doing a good job of it, that's for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah. Best way people can help or find out and volunteer is to just reach out, call, or is it to email?
Email, online, or call. So if they want to email us, the best is info@fremonthabitat.org. And then our website is fremonthabitat.org, and you can sign up to volunteer right there. And you can call us 402-721-8771.
Or volunteers for the home store, too? Same thing?
Yes, any of that. Yep.
Okay, awesome.
Just reach out to us, even on social media, and we'll respond.